I'm Carol Hills, in for Marco Werman, and this is The World. Today on the show, we're going to try to get our heads around a difficult idea. What leads a young person living what seems to be a normal everyday life in the West to join an extremist group? And what can you do to bring them back? We'll hear from a Canadian woman whose son left home to enlist with ISIS. But first, the BBC talked with one young British woman who was recently contacted by ISIS recruiters. She preferred not to use her name, but she did talk about what first got her interested. It was the news about three teenage girls, gifted students in East London, who slipped away in February to join ISIS.
I guess that sparked the sort of the curiosity. Why are they going? I was really curious about the whole issue of it, really. And I didn't start off with the intention of, yeah, I'm going to go there, definitely. Let me just think about it for a little bit. Like, you know, I was on Twitter, usually. And, yeah, I guess I went into it like that. And then, obviously, my Snapchat must have been in my Twitter bio. And they contacted me on that. And it wasn't really as cliche as people think it was. It wasn't a sort of, yeah, hey, come join us type thing. It was more of a, hey, sister, how are you doing? You know, are you well? You know, mashallah, all these things. And it's like a conversation with your friend. It's like a normal thing, and you start to think, oh, maybe it is normal. It's one of those things where if you talk to someone every day for weeks, you know, you're going to build a relationship with them. You're going to care for them, even if they don't care for you. And then, you know, the questions started dropping, the little, maybe I would be like, oh, so are you married or something over there? And they'll be like, oh, yeah, but it's okay. You know, they care about your opinion over here. You know, it's not like how it is back in the UK where, you know, people don't like you and people are shunning you just because you're Muslim. And it was glorified, I guess. It was made to seem like it was this promised land and everything's perfect there and your whole life's problems will go away. I sort of sat down and thought about it. I was like, wait, but, you know, if I go over there, then what about football, really? I guess if I have three kids and a husband, am I really going to be able to continue living my passion? And the thing about this team is, like, it's a family, really. Everyone's together. You have somewhere where you are accepted and where everyone does love you. And once you have a place to go like this, then you won't even be brought to think about that kind of thing.
The place to go the young woman is talking about is the community around her local soccer team. She now works with the Unity of Faiths Foundation, a group that fights radicalization through soccer. Christiane Boudreau co-founded another kind of group that works to counter extremism. It's called Mothers for Life, and it's a network for parents like her who've lost their sons and daughters to radical groups. Boudreau's son Damien died fighting with ISIS in Syria last year. We've spoken to her before about it. She's reached out to other parents, including a British woman who'd been optimistic that her son might leave ISIS and come home from Syria.
The whole group had high hopes that we would see him again. The biggest thing with any of these parents that we meet is that's our chance to relive and have that hope and keep that hope that they'll come back and turn their life around and that the family won't have to go through what we've all been through.
What happened to this young man?
There was no sign. She didn't know what was happening. Woke up one morning, he was gone. She thought he was gone to work. And later on in the day, found out that he'd been at the airport getting on an airplane to Turkey to travel. 2 months later is when she first heard from him, and that's when we found out where he was, what he was doing, who he was with, and they continued to communicate. But unfortunately, there was no way to convince him to turn around and come back, and he was killed in November.
It's a very tough situation. And I understand that this mother, this British mother, she has not gone public yet. Where does she turn for support?
The only support she does have is within our group. Fortunately, one of the other parents was close enough to be able to make the flight to be there with her when she received the news and try to support her. But there aren't any other associations, groups, foundations where families can get that support. They don't look at our situations as being sympathetic. They unfortunately look at our children as monsters, and they're not. They're normal, everyday kids that get caught up in something, make mistakes, don't realize the choices they're making. They're not all evil like what we see in the media. They're kids having emotional struggles, and some of them just feel that they're doing the right thing to protect the people of Syria from Bashar al-Assad.
When I read about these cases of young men and women joining extremist groups from a distance, it sounds a lot like what we in another age might have called brainwashing, like joining a cult. Is that how you see it?
it's quite similar in a lot of ways. And there's no set profile that you can tell who's going to be the next person to get drawn in. And that's the hardest part. Everybody's looking for a simple answer in a box. Kids come from all types of family backgrounds. Some of them are very, very well educated, just like in cults. We saw the same. But people looking for that structure, looking for that simplified life, looking for something that makes sense in our complex world where everybody has their own strong sense of community.
Are you finding that the process of de-radicalization is similar to deprogramming somebody who's been brainwashed? I know you've done a lot of research on this and are involved with groups that are trying to de-radicalize youth. Is it a similar process?
It is a similar process. We look at disengagement first to get them disconnected, and they still could have radical beliefs. And then we need to work with them to try to reintegrate them and find a positive path again. The biggest thing is trying to intercept as early as possible so they're not traveling, they're not getting deep into the throes of this. Once they start going down that path, it's very difficult to get out. Groups like ISIS don't let you leave anymore. They'd rather execute you as a spy.
Christian, you and your other son, Luke, are in the process of moving to France outside of Toulouse in just a few days. Given the ISIS attacks in Paris in November, I would have thought you'd want to steer clear of France.
Quite honestly, we're moving to a small town with my parents as support, emotional support. And when you look at the size of the cities, that's where things happen. Plus, the government's moving much closer to trying to find solutions, trying to push solutions, and much more open to working with the parents there to put solutions in place. They're looking at opening 2 DRAD centers. There's potential of us opening a mother's school. There's a lot more opportunity to help families there right now and get something going in a stronghold to set an example.
Is your move to France also to simply be in a place that has more of a community of parents who have gone through the same thing you have?
Definitely. There are a lot more parents that have come open to one another, come together, working together, supporting each other. Whereas in North America, very much, there's still a stigma. Everybody's holding back. They're afraid to speak out. They're afraid to reach out for help. And with our groups in Europe, they're much more open to the concept. So it's easier to gather a stronger network and to be there for one another. It's too difficult to do it by yourself. The emotions are strong. We can't understand it. There's so many gaps and questions left unanswered.
Christian Boudreau works with Mothers for Life, a network for parents coping with jihadist radicalization in their own families. Her son Damien died fighting with ISIS in Syria last year. Thank you very much, Christian.
Thank you.